We would like to speak to you a bit about power. Power as it is understood through being woman, being feminine, has many different elements. Now, in truth, all power is actually the same, but how power is introduced to you when you are a man is one thing, when you are a woman is another. And that, of course, can be very confusing, because when someone says to a woman, "You can be powerful here," she very often chooses the way a man is powerful, because that, of course, is what she has seen all of her life. And with the absence of feminine law and those teachings, woman has not been introduced to her own power in a way that makes sense and in a way that works with who she is as a human, a woman, and in a world that is not always embracing of her power. Masculine power is about competition. It is about who is the most powerful. It is about who is superior, or who is more wealthy, or who is stronger, or who is more talented. It is always about that. Feminine power does not do that. Feminine power, by its very nature, wants to join with other power and create together. And that joining is not a weakening, it is a strengthening, because your power has joined the power of another, and together it is greater than you would be singularly. So that is the time that your world needs to move to now, where this is understood, that it is not about competition. It is about union. And in your Bible, there is a beautiful and true statement, "Where two or more of you are gathered in my name, there will I be also," which is another way of saying, when there is union, you are calling the power of the universe. You are calling love. You are calling wisdom. So when your power is being used in that way, it is being used at a higher level, shall we say, than that power that where you are the only one, and you are the only one who has the influence. There are times when that is necessary, and we all understand that. But the greater power is the power of union, because the power of union calls the universe to join it. So as you are developing your own power, you want to remember that it is not like the power you have seen men demonstrate. It is like the power that you are developing with others. It could be with a man if he did not need to fight you for it. He would have to be a balanced man. But certainly it is with woman, when you both want to create the same thing. And we're going to put power to one side and talk about it a bit more, because there are some things we have mislearned about it. But we want to add to that service. And service has some similar qualities. When you are doing service, we're going to use a word, in concord. That means that your beliefs, what you want, are alike, you are in concord with someone, then your service and your power in your service is greater, because both the one served and the one serving want the same thing. And it is that concord that makes the power in service. So we are looking at two things that do not seem to be alike, and yet have a great deal in common. The exercise of power. and the exercise of power for the good. And there you have the place where they move together. And when we begin to see this in situations, where we begin to seek it out and to look for someone who might be operating as we are operating and join them, because that is the way you call the universe. It is in that joining that you do that. Now, it is an interesting thing to us. You give great power in your world to entertainment, to entertainers. And some of them are very skillful and very impactful, shall we say. But there is that singularity that you see first before you look behind them and see that they could not hold their singularity if they were not backed by any number of other kinds of energy. And what makes the total power is the combination, that concord, that concordance. They are all wanting the same thing. We find it fascinating how power works in your world. But what we are saying is, moving forward, we are wanting this joining of energies, because you are more powerful, the other is more powerful, and the universe can make both of you more powerful. Now, in truth, you cannot do this with everyone. And who it's going to be difficult to do it with is with individuals who have not yet looked at their ego structure. We know this is a challenge, being in the human body, being human. It is always a challenge. But the ego is something that prevents easy union, because it will say, I can be with you a little, but then there is me. And it must be me. If it's working well, it must be me. We heard one of your phrases, we believe, from one of the programs that is prevalent and does much good work. But ego means edging God out. And if we put the universe in that place, you can see how that happens. What happens when there is only me? When there is only me, then there is no room for the universe. And so, once again, we all work on this in our own way. You have all encountered more suppression than confluence of the things that make up a very large ego. And again, we want to remind you that a healthy ego is a good thing. It is why you get up in the morning, why you eat a good breakfast, why you dress, why you do the things that are healthy for you. That is a good ego. But again, it is on a spectrum. So here is a good ego going along. And when it is in this area, you can be with others who have an ego, because it's healthy. It takes care of you. But when it pushes past that line, then your ability to truly join with others is greatly diminished. And your ability to call the universe is completely diminished. There is no room. It is all filled in with this ego. So when we are moving forward, we want to understand, of course, that we cannot make this easy accord with everyone. But there are many more women now who are open to this and who are ready for this. So we want to be able to join as much as we can. We want to be able to join, to create, and to empower. Because this is the way a woman empowers. She does not empower by stepping on someone beneath her. She does not empower by egoing herself into some overrated, gigantic state. She works well. The ego works well when everyone is taken care of by the ego. But in joining, our egos then join. So we take care of ourselves and we look out for the care of the other. And this is the beauty of the woman's way. This joining and this creating in this joining. And what a beautiful thing that makes in the world. Now, what does that have to do with the world? What it has to do with the world is that your world is sick with ego. It is sick with the battle to be right, sick with the battle to be better and to be more powerful. And that is the unfortunate thing that you are all experiencing now, and you can feel it in the air around you, that there is so much of that going on, that there is not room for this. There is not room for the natural joining and creating and healing and empowering. And that is what your world is needing on virtually every level. There are very few levels that are not needing this kind of empowerment. So what we are saying to you is that every time you can practice this, in a small way or a large way, it does not matter. When you can practice this coming together and then calling the universe, you are doing a wonderful thing for your world. Now, we do understand that there are times when that opportunity is not available. And then, of course, you stand in your own power. But you can call the universe when you are standing in your power. So it may not be this, but it may be this. And when that is needed, as that is needed, that is a fine thing to do. But we want you to have an understanding of woman's movement and how that can impact the world. If we took, for instance, a local situation, something in your town, your city, whatever it was, and women came to the table, with the intention to do this, to find how this can be done for the greater good. We cannot begin to tell you how your environment, how your towns, how your cities, how things would be turned over overnight. It would be the day coming after a long, dark night. And there would be no one in the corner making a profit where a profit should not be made. And the profits that were made would come back into union with the purpose of what you are creating. So we want you to simply to think about this. We understand it cannot always be done. And when you stand in your own power, that is also fine, as long as you are calling the universe to stand with you. This is the healing of the world. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel a gentle rain falling, and let the rain wash away the cares of the world, any heaviness or frustration that's caught on the outside of your body. Let the rain wash it away. Let go of it. And let the rain fall inside. Feel it come in through the open crown, flow down through your body, and touch each of the chakra centers, loosening anything that might be blocking you, anything that might be preventing you from operating in your own loving power. Move into your heart center and see the beauty of what you've created. And how safe you are here. And what a place of comfort you have inside of your heart. Find a place where water flows and drink the water. And see that a path is illuminated in your heart center. And you're drawn to that path. You step onto the path, and the path takes you upward without effort. Know that the air is full of blessings, the universe that knows you and knows what you need most of all has filled the air with what you need. And as you are moved up, breathe in the air. Come to a place of change and feel the energy of change in the light. Feel it in your body and around you. And feel it without fear see that a symbol appears to you here, a symbol of your change in the light. Know the symbol. And step on the path again, and feel the path begin to move you upward once more. And come to the place of connection. And breathe in the energy that allows all of the connections of light, the connections with the universe, the connections with those who walk in the light in your world. Feel the energy make you able to draw those connections in closely. And feel the connection in balance. So it is not all up to you. It is not only your energy. It is the energy of the connection. And stepping onto the path again, let it move you upward to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, turn and begin to come back down the path, breathing in all that is for you, all that strengthens you, blesses you, makes you abundant and loving and wise. Come back into your heart center. Breathe in balance and grounding. And when you've balanced your body, open your eyes.